Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
Sidebar with Cindy
on Kaya FM 95.9.
Soon, Dr. John for a great show. He'll be back on Monday evening at 6 p.m. for another awesome show. Sidebar Cindy on Kaya FM 95.9, home of the Afropolitan. We're speaking about something very interesting this evening. I'm asking you, have you ever visited someone's house, whether it is a friend, a colleague, or a relative, and yet such an uncomfortable experience that you vowed never to go again? I'll be taking your calls on 086-000-959.
Sidebar with Cindy on the home of the Afropolitan.
Kaya FM 95.9, you're listening to Sidebar with Cindy with me, Cindy Siwefansale, on Kaya FM 95.9. Welcome to the last show for this week. And we'd like to end the week on a light note. So this evening I'm chatting to PK and Iggy about something interesting. Have you ever visited someone's house? It may have been a friend, a colleague, or islobo, a relative, but you were so uncomfortable that in your heart you vowed never to go again. And if that has happened, you know, what happened? Who had you visited? What did you see? What did you find? I mean, already on Twitter, someone was telling me that they went over to someone's house and they were bitten by bed bugs. Ooh. And she still has the scars to this day. So each time she undresses, there are these little black dots on her body that remind her, and there were bed bugs. So yes, 086-000-959. The hashtags on social media are Sidebar Cindy and Kaya FM Talk. So thank you, PK and Iggy, for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
So, one of the conditions for this is that we are not mentioning people's names. We don't want Pumasile. You know, when you go outside, when you leave the show, there's someone waiting to beat you up. So,
and as well as Nogulu.
So no names, but yes, we'll be sharing our experiences. I think I'll start because I tweeted this when this happened at the beginning of the year. Well, beginning of last year. So, I don't sleep a lot. So I'm usually up after 4 hours of sleep. So sometimes I'm up at 4 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. And this time I'd forgotten that Umama Zala was sleeping over. And I'd left my phone. I don't know what I was looking for. But I ran out of I went out of my room near Kogang. Birthday suit, undressed. And then got what I wanted. As I'm going back to my room, Mangitinga Pega. Ha. Hello, Mama Zala. And I froze. I looked at her and she looked at me and she's like, morning, Cindy. I'm like, oh, morning, Mama. And then I ran back into my room and I told Hubby about it just in case Mama Zala mentioned it, but it didn't happen. But that was my embarrassing moment. And obviously, it took me such a long time to get over it. You know, Makabanga something and it slabbers your heart. And you start, it's like, you know, there's like a pain Aina. In your heart. Yeah, that Aina was with me for a long time. But, you know, she's been back since. So it seems as if something she's forgotten and swept under the carpet. But that was my embarrassing moment.
What do you think?
Well, she hasn't mentioned it, Iggy. And I don't even know where she'd start. So, yeah, she hasn't mentioned it. But, yeah, and PK, where did you ever visit where you thought yourself, I will never come back here again?
Ooh. Okay, this was a couple of years ago. So I visited a friend, a bigger renta, a big room. So, you know, there are no sinks, right? So when you wash dishes, you use the small dish. So we were eating pap and chicken that night. And then she used that water, a bigger washing ice, to put inside the pap, which is a bit soft, so that as well as it gets the ipotongaksas. But then the following day, when we're cooking pap again, she's not washing the pot. She's just throwing out lamans and then putting new water. And I'm like, are you not going to wash the pot? She's like, no, but we're cooking pap. It's not like we're cooking shab, but we are using this pot forever. I was like, my goodness. It means the pap that I ate yesterday was a product of this.
Ooh, was suta same time.
I have never eaten pap since then.
No, PK.
True story. I have never eaten pap. Like, every time I look at pap, mbona lamanzi wezija. And I'm thinking, my goodness. Like, no.
But you know, and I think people's habits are interesting. I mean, I know that I've seen on social media when someone posts a video of someone washing their hair in the kitchen sink.
Yeah.
I mean, look, water's water, guys. Water's water. So I mean, that kitchen sink, bath sink, agunandab, it's all the same thing. But there's some people who just cannot understand why anybody would wash their hair in the kitchen sink. Right, and I can imagine if someone saw something like that, they'd vow. I mean, I haven't done it, okay? So please, guys, I have not washed my hair in the kitchen sink. But I just think water is water; it doesn't matter where it's from.
Yeah.
But
no, I mean, when you think of hair, the hygiene, like I'm very specific when it comes.
Amanzi,
amanzi, amanzi. But you know, what if you've got ticks? Eh? What if you have...
So go down the drain.
Dude, and then we must wash the dishes then and eat.
But PK, you know, I'm... No, guys, but seriously, I don't understand that. I mean, so I've washed my hair in the kitchen sink. And then after that, I take my dishwashing liquid and scrub it. Because you always scrub the sink after you've used it. And then we pour in new water and then we wash the dishes.
Let me tell you what I do, ne? M7zin, I am so particular. You know, you have people that clean your desk. When I get in, I clean my desk. After lunch, I clean my desk. Not to say Guti, they did not clean thoroughly. It's just me. I just want to be sure Guti, everything is as it's supposed to be. So I kitchen sink and hey, you ngakal.
Iggy?
Mine was very traumatic though, I must say, right? So I need to make a disclaimer first.
Yes.
Right. So I'm an African. I'm black. I embrace all cultures and religion.
Okay. Wow, the story is going to be deep. Yeah. That disclaimer.
Go deeper. Yeah,
go deeper, Papa.
So what happened is a couple of years ago, I went with a friend to his colleague's house. And we got there. So, you know, as young people, we're like, well, you know what? Let's just indulge in like holy drinks and all that. And then, okay. I realized that Ekaya, where we were, Amasango, and it's okay, you know, I've no problem with that. And Haibo, and I don't know what happened in the house. I guess maybe there was like a parliamentary caucus in the house that, there was a meeting from above that these comrades who are here need some form of intervention. As we're about to leave, I have this mkul, like, is there, like, with a packet and... That thing I call now, that washer, like on the car. And I'm like, you can imagine I'm very traumatized at the time. I'm like, friend, can we just go? You know? And the cop was like, no. Ninga hambi. Bachel, banga hambi. Mama, good kwa no mlaiza for my friend who was there. And I was like, no, guys, I need to go. You know? And for me, there was a deal break. And I was like, you know what? If I were to go to anybody's house, can I please be excluded? Right. For I understand what, if you're in Rome, you do what Romans do. Right. I get that. But you know, there are levels to these things, you know?
So would you have preferred to have a warning?
Yes. I think it would have been nicer if there would have been, Ignatius, come here. Your grandma is busy bothering us, you know? Your grandma is busy bothering us. Do you know this woman? You know, so. She's saying you need 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And if they could have done that, I would have asked him, Gogo, you are here, great, you know? But Njay being ambushed like that, I was like, no, guys, no, you know? And the second one, which happens a lot, with a very good friend of mine, since we're not mentioning him, that's great, but he knows himself.
Yeah.
Very bossy. So every time, like you said, I sleep, I have sleeping problems as well. So, you know, smart people can't really sleep at night. Like, we really can't. Like, who sleeps, you know? So I'm always like up there, you know, watching TV. I'll peruse from one channel to the next. And guy wakes up from his bedroom. And he's like, Ignatius, in this house, we sleep kawan. And electricity is very expensive. Please switch off that TV.
Oh, no.
And I was like, I will never come back to this house.
No.
Because now what must happen? Should I just sit in bed?
So
and
what
just...
did you do?
Ah, Cindy, you go sleep.
Because you're in Rome, right?
Oh, no, I was not going to do that. Oh, I'm sorry, no. I was not going to do that.
No, you go sleep. And this is, and it happened more than once. There's a thing, you know. But because I'm such a nice guy, you know, it's a rather abuse. I think rather abuse of it is rather abuse of it because I keep on going back, you know.
So, lala velu, lala el.
No, I do it all the time. And I know Rotoluan. And be like, oh, Knishas, you know what? I think you have overstayed your visit now.
Yeah, you know, I do. I must tell you, because obviously my sleeping patterns in my house are very strange, right? And so I tell people ahead of time, if you're coming to sleep over our house, I'll tell you, okay, so this is going to happen. I will sleep for a few hours. I'll be up around 2. You'll hear me walking around. You might find my kids sleeping on the couch. You might find me sleeping on the couch. Doesn't mean there's anything wrong with our marriage or anything. So that when I wake up early, I'm usually on my phone. And I disturb Umarinas, you know, because he's sleeping. And then I'm awake and all he can hear is these, you know, these fingers on
the
phone.
And the lights. You know,
and the lights. Exactly. Light as well, yeah. And I don't use night mode. So what I'll do is that I'll get up and I'll go to the lounge and I'll carry on there. And then sometimes I might not offer, you know. So if you wake up in the morning, you find me on the couch in the lounge. It's
for someone who doesn't know.
Well, that's the thing, right?
They will think,
Yeah, there's a problem there. Yeah.
So I tell people beforehand that this is how it is. And the other thing as well is that when we're eating supper, I don't sit at the table. I'm not used to that. So I'll stand in the kitchen and everyone else will eat at the table, or I'll again eat somewhere else. I don't generally eat with my family. And again, for people that are not, you know, familiar with that kind of behavior, I might find that very strange. So it's important to warn people ahead of time.
It is.
But Ikishem, your sleeping patterns and mine, you and I would work well. You can come to our house anytime.
Yeah, I think so, because I think we're going to sit on our phones. But then the deal breaker again will be if the little Cindy's.
Mm-hmm.
There's one thing about lady friends, right? Because I have a lot of lady friends, like a Marie of them, right? But the point that I realized is that, other than I don't have kids, but I love kids. Mm. Every time I go to my aunt's friend, or even a friend of mine, they're like, "Yo, Iggy, you know, baby girl is now can play violin. Nana, come and play." Like, oh, and I remember there was this one in particular in Rustenburg. He speaks very good English, you know.
Okay.
And the thing with African households, especially middle class, there's this thing about when kids are able to, you know, when they speak well, it's a thing, you know, it's a thing. Like, you know, Khosi speaks very well. Like, yeah, hello, Khosi, you know. So Khosi would have to come and give us a show all the time. And, oh, God. And they'll be like, but why? Why?
You know. Oh, well, if you've just joined us, you're listening to Sidebar with Cindy. We're having a light show this evening. I'm chatting to PK and Ignatius, and I'm asking you, have you ever had an uncomfortable experience at someone's house that made you vow not to go back? I mean, we've shared our experiences and what we've had in our own places and also at other people's houses. We're taking your calls on 086-000-0959. We have Tandi calling us. Hi, Tandi. Thanks for holding and welcome to the show.
Hi, Cindy. Thank you for the lovely, fun topic. So I've got two experiences. My first experience, during primary school, I had my first sleepover, Model C. First white friend sleepover. In the morning, we wake up to find a helper washing my friend's underwear, menstrual underwear. That was the last time I went for a sleepover there. Second experience, Javi and I move into the suburbs and we get invited for dinner at a white neighbor. We go over, and as we walk in, lo and behold, there's this old South African flag hanging on the wall.
Ooh.
So thank you for the dinner, the most uncomfortable dinner ever, because you're not sure what's going to be happening during the evening.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was the first and the last dinner that we had there.
And you left.
And we left.
No, well done. I mean, well done, Tandi. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I can share a bit about that. You know, in 2011, Habib and I were in the Cape and went to visit his friends. And after some wine, you know, the wife of the house that we had visited started speaking about Ujuju. But in a very condescending manner, telling us utujuaga fundanga, utuju tole, utu age go woodwork, and she just wouldn't stop.
Mm.
So I ask her, how do you know all of these things? Do you know him? Do you know? You speak as if you know this person personally. No, I read it in the report, and I just read it in one of those newspapers, and I just said to my husband, we're leaving. I made a little speech and I snapped and I said a lot of things, and then we left. And I said to my husband that I don't really want our kids to go to that house. You know, I don't want any of that. And unfortunately, to this day, it's 2019, we haven't gone to the house. Because that kind of those kinds of prejudices make me uncomfortable, right? And I am in a mixed relationship. I have mixed race kids, and I wouldn't want my kids to hang around with people like that. You know?
I think Cindy, you know, dinner parties, going to other people's houses, they're very tricky. Right? Because like I was saying earlier, when you go to Rome, you do as the Romans do, right? Sometimes you go into a family which is probably hardcore Christian and you're not, right? Like, I go to meetings all the time, and every time when I get there, like, let's bow our heads. And I'm
well,
like,
you know, well, the thing is, you don't have to close your eyes. Because, I mean, we say grace before we eat.
Yeah.
I mean, the people that don't do that will just sit there with their eyes open, looking wherever they're looking. But we won't compromise on staying grace, because that's what we do.
But your host might actually find it very rude and acceptable if you're to do that. Right? So these things are very tricky.
They are tricky.
Same as dinner party conversations. They can go south, like you just said. know, you go to somebody's house, maybe the discussion is the current political discourse in the country, and it just goes haywire, yeah. you know, and you feel like, I don't want to go there. So maybe sometimes it's always very good when you go to other people's houses to, you know, have what I could call no-go areas.
In terms of discussions,
In terms of discussions. Like, we know that we don't discuss politics, we don't discuss religion, so that we can all be merry, right? Because I've got to realize that sometimes when we all sit together, let's say I go to your house, you always feel that you have an upper hand because you are the host.
Yeah.
You sit at the head of the table. Right. I don't want to be that other one who sits on the left, but who's going to hoy his opinions, right? And suddenly it seems like I'm the host and you're not, you know. I mean, I've been to somebody's house. I mean, I'm very outspoken, right? And I got views for days.
Just sounds just like me.
and you know what this guy told me? He said, Ignatius, I don't want you to come to my house anymore because I think you're an energy thief.
Okay, and that's the truth, right? You know, that's his feeling about you.
Yes, and I did not take it offensive. I was like, you know what? I think we got into that house, we were having a conversation, and I felt like, but I don't need to agree with you, right? And I'm very strong about my opinions, right? So if we don't gonna, if we're not going to reach a stage whereby you accept my opinions for what they are, and I equally accept yours, and we just leave it at that, no one is right, no one is wrong, then it's okay. We can all have peace. But in an event where you want to impose your opinions to me, then we're going to have a problem, right? Because you can say 5, I can say 10, right? And he said to me, but you know what? You are an energy thief, right? Yeah. Because you stole most of the energy. You know?
And you're stealing the energy and right now. The like, as in, like lie right now.
Am I doing
that? You spoke something about the host having an upper hand.
Yeah.
I remember one of my friends telling me that she went to a party, right? Initially, she was not invited, but she was invited because of a friend, a mutual friend was invited. So it happened that she broke a glass by mistake. And the host was like, that is why I did not want to invite you.
Oh, no.
You know? It's not like this person decided, I'm just going to break classes.
Oh, no.
You know? And it was so horrible. When she spoke about this thing, she was like, you know what? I even regret going there. But I went because of this mutual friend. But this host was like, you see these tendencies. This is why I did not want to invite you.
And that's painful. That kind of stuff stays with you. But we'll be taking more calls after this. You can call us on 086-00-00959. I'm chatting to PK and Iggy. And we're speaking about uncomfortable experiences in people's houses, whether it's your colleague, your relative, or your friend. What have you gone through that made you vow never to go back? Bongani, we'll take your call after this break.
Sidebar with Cindy. On Kaya FM 95.9.
Welcome back to Sidebar Cindy with me, Cindy Siofansale, on Kaya FM 95.9. I'm chatting to PK and Iggy about uncomfortable experiences in households, and you know, did you ever go back? We have Ubongani calling us from on 086-00-00959. Bongani, what is your uncomfortable experience in someone's house?
Hi guys, PK. Hi guys, Cindy.
Hi.
And
Iggy. Yeah.
Yeah. So quick. It's the clumsiness of the kids, unruly kids. That really throws me off. I can tell you now. The experience that I had at one stage, we're going to a wedding. You know, when you're going to a wedding, you have your car washed and nicely done and everything. And because we're not a part of the shunat, that we're sitting at a table, we sat outside with our chairs and we're having our drinks. And one of my friends brought the daughter, you know, with. And the daughter was about 6. And the daughter started getting irritated, I can imagine. And he quickly gave him my popcorn and he opened my car door and just throw the kids inside. I can tell you now, after a couple of minutes, I opened the car and the car looked crazy with the popcorn and all. And the same kids, my wife gets to be invited by this couple after church, outfit and all. And she tells me when she gets home, she should see my skirt because the kid was crying for a Fanta orange that was on the coffee table. She ended up dragging the tablecloth and everybody was wet. I was like, no, guys, you know what? This is not on. The kids, please, you know. And there's the joke. They invited us to, you know, Gazrat to go to Devon. I said to my wife, tell them I'll be sick then, you know, because I'm not going with those people. For 6 hours in the car, I'm going to go crazy. So, kids, that is an awkward moment.
You know, kids, discipline of kids is a very sensitive one, especially because there are parents and caregivers that don't kuza their kids. And if you do it, you're then seen as the bad person.
Mm. How do you do that?
What, discipline someone's child? Yeah. Where are you cruising, guy? No, you can't watch. Trust me, if there's a child about to spill Fanta Orange in my Louis Vuitton bag, I am not keeping quiet. I will say something.
Okay, but I suppose as long as you don't spank them.
No. You won't spank them, but where are you cruising, and you have to say something. Like, Nandi, stop doing that. Mm-hmm. And then if the mom looks at you funny, tell her, okay, please switch your child out.
You know, I went to Pick and Pay the other day. So, you know these trolleys, yeah. When a person is bumping your ankles with a trolley.
Oh, yeah, I know.
The first time the small kid does it, and then the mom is like saying nothing. Second time, third time, and I'm looking at this kid and I'm looking at this mom, you know? So the eldest son says to this one, stop it. And then the mother's looking at me so funny, and I'm like, listen, I also have a child. And my child knows which you cannot just do anything as you want and then you will not be disciplined. I mean, that trolley is very, very painful. Mm. And the mother looked at me like, and she was like, no, let's go, Nana. You know, not everyone is like me. I'm like, yes, I'm not like you. I am also a mother, but my son is disciplined.
You know, I could actually feel the anguish and the pain that Bongani went through. Just a few weeks ago, a friend of mine invited me to travel with her and the boyfriend to Pretoria. So we drive in this guy's car. Mm. This guy brought his son. Mm-hmm. That was the longest trip of my life, eh? You know this boy, and we're sitting in a buggy, you know, in double cab. I'm there in the back. And this kid, he's not sitting on the actual seat. He's somewhere there with his iPad making a lot of noise. And I was like, oh God, no, what is this? The following morning we wake up because we slept at this guy's house, and I thought maybe he was just excited by seeing new faces. Because sometimes I realize that kids at times when they see new faces, they have this thing that we want to like show off. Mm-hmm, right. Mm-hmm. But then, like you were talking about discipline, I could not discipline this boy because the father said nothing. Hmm. I remember as I left the parking, he said, hey, this one in fact, I guess you can't join more. I guess color so I guess because like he was jumping on top of me, and you know, but I love, you know. But then I couldn't say anything, and I'm like, my bad, bruh.
Don't touch that thing.
Like my bad, bruh. You know what I mean? Like my hurt, dog, you know. But I could not say anything. So, but it's very difficult to discipline somebody's kid,
especially in their house. Yeah, you know, it's
very difficult, you know, because in the morning we woke up and the father was busy preparing breakfast, and again he comes with his toys, you know, like he'd push the car towards me, and I guess I must push it back as well, and I'm like, buddy, I had a hectic night. I was like, boom, last night. I'm tired. I don't have time for this.
Don't touch my
head. Not today. You know. And when the father comes, I still need to look like I was a good guest. You know. So when the father comes through, I got that.
Well, we're taking your calls on 086-00-00959. Hi, John. And welcome to Sidebar with Cindy. Hi, John.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I'm good. I'm sorry about that. I have an interesting story. When I was what, 13, 18, so I was visiting one of my friends. His number moved to the case's number, then my son has gone and decided to be noticed. So my case Kubo watch adult movies. What's up there, my adult movies, my friend goes out. We'll be his mom. Mom was about who's a father.
But how?
I'm teaching them and I'm just reacting to a challenge. Mom, I was a nine, you also about. The mom comes in the room. I'm so glad he's scared.
Oh, same, John. Well, your line is bad. We might get you back on a better line. Let's take a call from Ulesejo. Hi, Ulesejo. Welcome to Sidebar with Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good, thanks, Cindy. I also had a very bad experience. We visited my in-law's place. My husband is a lifeguard, so he stays at home. Mm-hmm. He's supposed to be staying at home, and he cannot move out. But I've got sister-in-laws that came back from marriages there at home. And the one weekend we visited home, we came on Friday, I greeted her, she responded. She comes back on Sunday, I'm at home. She comes, she walks into the house. She just walks past me. She never greets me. She walks past out, she doesn't greet me. We went again, we had a family wedding. We went again, she never greeted me the whole weekend.
How about you?
She just passed me just like that. And I said to my husband, you see what your sister is doing. And my husband is just not doing anything about it.
Mm.
He is just not intervening. He's not saying anything. He thinks, you know, I must let go. Just let go. And life goes on. And I'm like, but how do I let go? She's your sister and your wife. How do I let go when your sister doesn't greet me in her mother's house?
Well, that's the thing. So
I'm very uncomfortable to go back. I'm so uncomfortable. I don't want to go back there. I don't want to go back because she's there and she ain't going anywhere.
Hmm.
And
that's exactly it. It's her mommy's house, mm-hmm. and she wants to do whatever she wants to do. Yeah. That's a very difficult one. Yeah. Mm. I wouldn't go back. Yeah.
You?
I wouldn't as
no,
well.
No, I wouldn't. That's a difficult one. Emotional.
And I think it gets more difficult when you're the person who got you in the yard, in the house, is not protecting you as well. You know, and that's a tough one.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't go
back.
It's
an emotional abuse type of a situation. I wouldn't go back.
That's very unfortunate because, I mean, like, what do you say to somebody's home? I mean, is their home? Do you reprimand them in their own home?
No, yeah.
Do you do that?
That's a tough one.
And who are you? Like, what are your credentials? You know, that's a tough one.
And she can act however she wants. And I must say, I think, Tina Zabantu Bamnyama, that whole thing, igitila.
Mm.
Yeah,
that's problematic.
It is. And equally, it becomes more difficult as well, Cindy and PK, and to Lisa as well, that when your partner, when the person who brought you to this house is not protecting you in the midst of all this all this fracas, then you have no leg to stand on.
Mm-mm.
Right? Now, and then you say nothing about it.
And
you know what I mean?
The fact that he's saying nothing about it, he's actually condoning what
his sister
is doing.
That's his blood relative.
Yeah.
Think about it. When you're dating someone, you're married to someone, you guys are not really related, right?
Yeah.
There's no blood.
And you know,
but they're married. And there's a covenant
there. Yeah, but siblings.
Siblings
will tell that you follow me here and you're going to leave me here.
We have Ubobi on the line. Hi, Bobby. Welcome to Sidebar. Cindy.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. So, now I like my freedom, eh?
Mm.
So, there's this family friend, when you're there, she believes, I mean, you can't judge people for their beliefs. She believes in serving the males, and women must wash the dishes and look after the kids. So you don't get to rest when you are visiting them, you know. So you're always walking around all the time. So I'm like, no, I cannot go there. I want to chill. I want to visit and chill. So, you know, and then she's like, okay, what are we doing for the kids? What are we doing for the dads? What are you doing for the boys and all that? So I just do not go there.
So, Mongo Funi, like, have you ever challenged her and said, no, actually, I don't want to do that?
No, I don't want to do that because I believe when you are in somebody's house, that's serious about something. It's not somebody that I can say is a very, very close friend. It's a family friend, somebody that's, that I see is very, you know, grounded in their beliefs and even their comments. So, out of respect, really, and that's that, because I don't see them all the time.
Yeah.
Out of respect, mm-hmm. I decide not to entertain it. I don't judge them or anything, and I don't want to impose. So I'd rather not, you know.
Yeah.
If we can meet somewhere else at a restaurant or at a park or something, then fine. But then we must not go to their house because now we're going to be running around forever.
Yeah.
So I respect that. Yeah, but no, I don't go.
Okay,
I want my freedom.
Thanks so much for sharing that, Bobby. I mean, I know that the whole dishing up for kids and stuff. I'm married into an Afrikaans family.
Yes.
So they dish out for the kids first. So the one time, and I know I'm sure I've said this story before, Mama Zella had made chicken pie. So now I like the crust, mm-hmm. you know, of the pie, the pastry. So fine, dish out for the kids first. By the time I got to dish out, by the time the adults got to dish up, the kids had finished all the pastry.
Yeah.
They're just the little skokos on the side, you know, but the rest of the nyama was there. Mm. I was not impressed. And I said to my husband, they said, you see why we let the adults dish first? Because beggar manch beg, you know? And it's crazy. I mean, so when they came to our house, when they were still younger, I said to them that in our house, adults dish first. And we cooked chicken. You can imagine if they let the kids eat first, all the drumsticks would have gone, you know?
What happens? Does someone older dish up for them?
Yes. Or? Yeah, and obviously kids are going to, I want the pastry. There's no kid that's going to take in yamak pal without the pastry.
What do you want? Do you know how much this is? Come to my grandmother's house.
What do you guys do?
Well, typical, and I've said this on your show before. I'm a village guy, you know. Don't get this bun, you know, mislead you. You know, my late grandfather, then he's like, as we dish up, we dish up for everyone. And then he will be the one who will have to receive his food first in most cases, you know. And it has always been like that. I mean, until to this day, I mean, if you come to my house, mm-hmm. I dish up for my boyfriend first before I dish up for all of you people, you know.
Okay, and
it should be like that, you know.
But it should not be like that.
But in my house, it's like
in
that,
your house,
you know?
It makes sense.
Because like what Bobby was saying, you know, I like the fact that you know she's the kind of friend who acknowledges that umganwam
and accommodates
like this, mm-hmm. and accommodates, you know, and does not make the friend feel bad about their choices, right? That a woman must do this and this and that, you know, and we must entertain them boys, you know. So it's great.
And PK?
But there was one awkward visit that I went to. So this guy, I don't want to say anything bad, but he's a very bad guy. What he does is when he has visitors, he will call his wife and then he says to his wife, come serve us, but she must come kneeling from the kitchen into the lounge. And he will practically make fun of her and say, look how powerful I am. She will not even look him in the eye at this day and age. We are no longer in KZN or whatever, but I mean, all the time in front of his friends, and she does not say anything. And because she's my friend, I can't also say anything. If she's comfortable with that, for me it was like, I don't see myself doing this, but I will not say anything. But it was like, my goodness.
But I think in this time and age, I think the time now and the situation requires that when we see things that are out of the norm, we need to speak out, you know, whether Usindi will like it or not, you know. And I will see this in the backdrop of what's currently happening in the country, you know. What's happening in the country is very uncomfortable, right? It's very disheartening every time when people talk about it. I mean, look at your faces now, you know. And it's a serious matter. It is, you know.
And because when you're alone with her, have you ever spoken about it?
You know, when you tell somebody something that they don't want to see, as much as you can paint it, if you don't want to see red, as much as I can tell, up until you come to an understanding, you know what, this is it. Firstly, they will tell you, this is the father of my children. Yeah. This is the man that married me. This is the man that gave me shelter. Who are you to mess up with this situation?
I'd feel uncomfortable. I'd witness that once, probably leave before eating and never go back.
I'll do that as well. In fact, I would never go back to
I've never been back there. I was like, ooh. Because, you know, I mean, I'd be like, girl, for real?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
So we're still taking calls about the topic of households. Have you ever visited someone's house and they did something uncomfortable, just like what we're discussing? We have Uri Filwe on the line. Hi, Uri Filwe. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Finger. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I'm okay, thank you. I have an embarrassing story. So I visited my boyfriend and he was not home. So it was about winter time. So where he's renting is only men. So my stomach started acting funny. It was about 6 o'clock. And then I went outside to the toilet. The toilet is outside. So there was no globe inside the toilet, so it was dark. Oh. I took my phone. So I took the torch. One torch, and then shaking lighter, I see that the toilet was not clean enough for me to sit on it. And I was like, you know what? I trust my squad. Let me not strict, right? So I did the squat, yeah? And my number two did not go inside.
Oh, oh no, my word.
You actually made it worse.
Well, because yeah. I did, I had time to clean it. The time was now for me to do my number two. So when I was about to flush, when I checked, I was like, how? Where is it now? So I didn't know her toilet. And then how not group on anything. Then now, because I said, I'm not going to clean it. I'm just going to squat. I had to clean the toilet. It was embarrassing. I tell you, I cleaned the toilet.
My goodness.
After cleaning it, I told myself that I will never, ever do a squat again.
Ma'am, rather buy wet wipes and wipe that toilet down. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for sharing that. We'll be taking more of your calls after this break on KFM 95.9.
Sidebar with Cindy on the home of the Afropolitan.
KFM 95.9, home of the Afropolitan. Sidebar Cindy with me, Cindy Fonsale. Refulia's call. I still can't get over that. You know, so that speaks to visiting people's houses and then obviously being concerned about their hygiene. So if it's not, you know, dishwater, the bab being cooked in a pot that has been washed with dirty dishwater. It's toilets and bathrooms and all sorts of things.
Utensils.
And pillows.
It's everything, you know. And let's talk about the couch, right? So I like the fact that Usindi is married to a very progressive Afrikaner family, right? This is great. One thing I've learned about my white friends, right, is that, you know, they love kids, right? Mm. They love cats, they love dogs. And, you know, the Kazimans are very fluffy, you know. And every time on the couch, let's say,
my boy.
Gosh. So you sit there with your velvet jacket, winter. The moment you get off that couch, like you're like, okay, I'll just sit in this house, you know. So it's very, like, I think the issue of hygiene is very complex because, we spoke about it earlier, that, For instance, you look at our cultural beliefs, our how we grew up and so forth. They're very different. So when you walk into my house, when you walk into my space, and then you realize, okay, this is a way of life. So they basically sit with cats in the lounge, in the dining area, and it's okay. And for me, it's like, but why? Why?
You know? No, I mean, my whole thing is animals should not be in the house. I don't care how cute your dog is or your cat is. Like, dogs must sleep outside.
But a chihuahua can be an exception, you know?
No. Dogs belong outside. that's the thing that would deter me from sleeping over at someone's house. Just imagine Ulele and then this little thing licking your fingers or licking your toes dogs and cats must stay outside.
Because the dogs have a very, what is the word that I'm looking for? You know, they're very loving and affectionate. You're actually very correct. You know, they'll jump on top of you, they'll lick you.
And then you're like, poppy.
There's no poppy about it. A deal breaker for me is a dirty pillow. You know, like I'm very sensitive to what touches my face and the blankets, and I like smelling things. So if your pillow is smelling like, oh Jehovah, like I can't, you know, like no, I will just wake up. But I always have a blanket in my car.
Good girl.
If the situation is not working for me, I call my beloved. I call the blanket my beloved. I'll go fetch my beloved, put it there, and then sleep on top of it.
But the host might
sound just like me.
No.
I'll tell the host, this is my comfort blanket. You know, like you don't want to say your pillow is dirty now. I get it. You say, no. I feel comfortable sleeping with this blanket.
Yeah, but talking about pillows, sometimes guests are the one who messes up our pillows. Like you look at Nakanahan, it's oily and stuff, and then I get to how saying,
why is that like a duke?
There's evidence.
Exactly. Why don't you bring your own duke and a towel for the pillow?
Maybe I forgot, or maybe like it got out at night.
This thing washing machine, my 100% cotton percale sheet, and I wash my
Egyptian.
We have Utulani calling us from Joburg. Hi, Tulani. Welcome to Sidebar with Cindy.
Hi. How are you, Cindy?
Good, thanks.
Hey, man. You know these people who invite you, especially these white families, no?
Families like my family, Tulani, yes.
Yeah. And so, and then there's so many dogs in the dining area and cats and what and this boy abuna. And then they say, Tulani, can you pour you a Coke? And I'm like, yeah, no, it's fine. I just had one. The room will be so filthy, and yeah, my God, you wouldn't want to eat in that area, and they still want to offer you something to drink or something to eat and stuff.
No, it's no, true. Look, animals in houses are a challenge, and we don't all think the same about it. Some people don't understand why we make such a big fuss, but yeah, no, animals in the house, it's challenging. Thank you so much, Tony, for that. And I suppose we're different, okay? I guess we're different. We need to accept each other's differences somehow. Oh my gosh.
But reaching compromise is always very difficult, guys. You know, it's always very difficult, whether it's a colleague's house, whether it's a friend's house, a new family. You know, it's very complex because you get into my house, we do things differently. Mm-hmm. We probably have cats, you know. We probably don't wash dishes at night when we sleep. Mm. We, you know what I mean?
You leave your shoes all over.
Well, yeah. Well, so look, the dishes one. So if someone came over to sleep at your place and you've cooked and everything, would you ask them to do the dishes, or do you expect them to volunteer to do the dishes?
For me, I don't really. It's not a lot of time I actually have guests, you know, because I'm very bossy, so people don't really like me in my place, you know. But I go to people's houses a lot, you know.
So do you wash dishes there?
I was mean like a lazy drum fed, kimutapa, you know. And my friend would always be like,
so I'm not going to go, your plate walks to the kitchen or?
Yeah, since you get really more like in my wine.
Batung. Iki, so who cleans up after you?
Batung, I'll give you my host.
Batung. PK. Batung.
No, but the thing is, I don't like.
No, but I have cooked,
this is quite an issue. I mean, even on the timeline, a few people, someone has spoken about how they have a friend who'd come and sleep over, and leave their stuff all over, no dishes done, plate on the floor, just a mess in jail. How Iggy?
And you spoke about Rome, right?
Yeah,
see in Rome, we are washing dishes after eating. Do the same. I mean, compromise. Meet me halfway. I am feeding you, I'm sheltering you, and I'm even giving you wine.
I think my biggest problem is that I just get too comfortable. I think that's one thing that I've realized. I get very comfortable. I'm like, but then if you got pay, I you know, I do all these things, you know.
Your standards.
You know, this double standards.
So the Romans are different.
Not that there are different levels with these things, you know. But my kid, you know, because I'm trying to impress. Now I'm like, you know. You know, but if you go see them, like, hey, man, see, show me AIDS. I'm like, get up, you know. But a lot of my friends actually complain about it, and it's things that I'm actually trying to work on as well. You know, I think the beautiful part is that I'm able to acknowledge it. Mm-hmm. And I realize it's actually not nice. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really not nice.
And I mean, look, I don't mind washing dishes. I mean, my friends know that washing dishes is one of my favorite things to do. So I'll tell people to sit down, please sit down, drink, have bubbly, do whatever. Yeah. I'll wash the dishes. But I say that very early on. Oh, don't worry about the dishes. I've got it. You know, mm-hmm. So people know they come to Cindy's house, she's got the dishes. But if someone hasn't said that, the expectation is that you're going to do something. You're going to either help with tidying up the table or, you know.
Or just pick up your fork or something.
Hey guys, Tina Abani, we're not raised like that.
Now we're judging. Now we're
No, no, but you know what? I'm very happy with the fact that I'm able to acknowledge fault, right? The wrong that I do.
That's true. And the other thing about visiting people's houses as well, which can be quite uncomfortable, is eating. I mean, a friend of mine messaged me earlier on. He couldn't call in because he's in a meeting, and he says he went to visit someone's house, and those people had cooked, but they didn't dish up. So he was at that house until 10 p.m. and they only offered him tea. But he could smell that there's food that has been cooked and nothing was offered.
Guys, do you ask for seconds?
Well, if I'm hungry, yes.
Nakatawa, like, I'm always very, like, I'm very nervous about it, you know. And because when you talk about eating, I'm a heavy eater. Like, don't get misled by this as 28, you know. But I'm a heavy eater, right? Give us a ditch, man, you know. But Katawa, man, hore, ish.
So you sleep with a hungry tummy.
A lot of time, you know, a lot of time.
So PK, what's the protocol with asking for more food, or you wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and you're hungry? What do you do in someone's house?
No, I mean, if you're hungry, you're hungry.
Balele, you go to the fridge and
you know, like I visited a friend for a weekend, ne? I sleep very early, but I wake up very early.
Yeah.
So I clean the house before 6 o'clock. The house is clean. This is me every day, right? Mm. So now I'm awake in the morning. I'm thinking, what must I do? Do I get out of bed? Do I go eat? Do I clean the house? Or do I just sit and wait for someone to make noise or something? And every day in the morning, without fail, when I wake up, I must do number two. So you know these dynamics, and you're thinking, okay, kids are drunk, kabatsusa, aritsuheng, aritlining,
even going to the bathroom come midnight is very complex because the toilet flash, like, psh, 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 people are sleeping.
Yes.
Guys, going to people's houses is just...
Yeah, no, actually, yeah, no, it's
yeah, no.
You know with this show of houses...
Even must stay at home.
Yeah,
no. Everybody must stay at home. You know, but when it comes to bathroom, you know, I like bathroom, like, if Cindy hosts me at her show of house, you know, show of house, you know, Kadika, entrance wall, chandelier, you know those houses.
Yes.
You know, they'll probably have, like, a toilet to go downstairs.
Did he like when you clap?
Yes, or the end suit. You know, those ones are the best. You know, every bedroom get end suit, right? So... But as normal people,
I remember when Habib was working in Cape Town for a while. So I was staying. I don't know what he was doing. He was staying somewhere else. We weren't married yet, so we lived apart. So he was staying somewhere else, and I was staying with his friends. Now their bathroom was it didn't have a proper door. It didn't have this, you know, these squishy.
I can't explain.
But it's a squishy door, and I just didn't feel comfortable.
So not like a folding door.
Yes, like a folding door. So I just thought to myself, I'm not doing a number two in that toilet. So he was there for about a week, and after 3 days, I was not feeling very well. So I said to him, I was like, honey, please just drive me to the nearest mall. I'll go and do my business there. But it's stuff like, so I am funny like that, right? I am weird like that. But it's things like that. And do you think I'll ever sleep there again?
Of course not.
That is in 2005 and no. 2004 was it? Yeah, just before we got married. But I wouldn't sleep there again.
Because everyone stays at home. Come visit and go back home. You know, when I go high, back in the days, I used to have this other cousin of mine who used to come to my grandmother's house, and they would bring like chunks and chunks of water. You know, because about to go mutsing, they're like, yo, water here is crocodiles. You know
how?
Because remember we'd never had like taps. Running water, like taps and stuff. You know, but I'm like, but brah, come on. You know,
I used to do that with my son when he was younger. When he went to visit, I'll pack food for him. Because this week...
Food is very important.
I will pack food for him. This week he's eating this. Next week he doesn't
eat. No, grocery is very important. So, like, don't bring your child to my house.
No. We're not that black. So I would pack everything for him. And I remember he was visiting my aunt. And my aunt said to me, do you think we don't have food here? Why are you bringing food? And it was like a habit.
Oh.
So I had to explain to you, no, I'm not thinking.
No, Madam PK, why didn't you explain that before you packed the food?
You know, force of habit. Force of habit.
I'd be very offended.
My son is very, very, very picky. My aunt was very offended. Kuti, like, do you think
Asinagudla
that you must bring ugudla for your child?
So why did you pack? Like what?
Everything, like from, you know, those maize meals. Let us get lunch. Maize meal, peanut butter, like the things that he likes eating.
Wow, PK. Wow.
No, listen, my thinking was I don't want to make my son uncomfortable, you know. And then but
your son is going to be very uncomfortable in somebody's house consuming those stuff that you packed for her, right? Because now you packed December and whatever and. Watch, what about my kids?
So the other kids, so your son's eating Willy's peanut butter.
No.
But eat black cats.
Always got December, you know them.
But the point was, I don't want my son to say, give us this.
But PK, you know what? If it's not fair, it's not fair. He must just do as the other kids do.
Cindy, kindergarten is very cruel. If you want to eat like December, it's like Willy's. My mother bought me these. When I tell Jerry Scoppers, guys, hey, have you observed kindergarten one day? Just sit there and realize, when Papa on a call, Papa is not a slut.
Your child should have just eaten whatever an aunt had eaten.
I learned my lesson that day when my aunt was like, really?
Yeah, I'm very glad you asked me to order.
Yeah.
Because I don't think your kid would even understand the mechanism towards why you did that. But not in their idea, it's like, just captain Sabon. You know, it's like when I go on a trip, this is my food, you know? So, and they become very protective over those things, you know? So I think that's very tricky. That's very tricky. And like Cindy was said earlier, what if you brought some things which are more Lani than
you know, when we're speaking of Lani, again, we come from KZN. My family is from KZN. Yeah. So they came over to visit. So I got to go McDonald's and whatnot. But now I have to be the cheeseburger. And I'm thinking, cheeseburger. And then we went to visit. And my son was like, how, mama? I'm going to McDonald's. I'm like,
December. Don't you guys know cheeseburgers? My mama's going to bring us McDonald's. Like, oh, God. No, yeah,
but kids, yeah, kids will explode. And I think it's important for kids to experience a variety of environments. And that's why I'm happy that your aunt, you know, called out. On a serious note, you know, if your child's going to visit Emakhaya, your child must just go and experience other things. They must just go there and see what happens there, you know?
Mm. Even one day, Cindy, you need to dwell into this language barrier about, you know, holiday seasons.
No, we will definitely have a show about that.
You know, when kids go, because now it becomes very complex, right? Because meaning my nephew comes and wants to speak English with my other nephews, you know, like like what must happen now? So now the other ones don't want to interact with him or with her because now they don't know how to relate or to even communicate, because see, communication barrier is very complex. The moment we cannot engage and meet one another halfway, then there's nothing can happen. Right, because this one was like, it's like, oh, hi, you know, like me, like you're so hot here, like, oh my god,
you're such a character.
He's that child.
I think what I've learned just from chatting about this, and I'm happy that we had this conversation, because it, you know, I'm remembering all the things that I used to do as well. I mean, I'm a very fussy child, and I'm difficult. You know, when kids came over to visit when I was young. I'm an only child, so I had lots of toys. I had everything.
Selfish.
Well, not anymore. But when kids came over, I took my toys and packed them away.
And
asked my mom, why do these kids want to play with my stuff? You know. But the more kids came to visit, when my cousins moved in with us, you know, I grew up and I had to learn, sharing is caring. Mm. And that's why now I do a lot of sharing is caring. But it's been great. It's been great chatting to you guys. Thank you for ending my week on a high note and making me laugh, Iggy and PK.
Thank you for your
lovely. And I think my sidebar for this show is people must stay at their own houses.
Amen.
Please.
Amen.
Once and for all.
I'll be back on Monday evening at 7 p.m.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.